Greetings and welcome to Old Town Charm, New Town Spirit, a podcast about Williston, Vermont. I'm your host, Steve Shepherd. My goal with this series is twofold. First, to talk about our town. What's new, what's old, what's interesting, and what are the things that we all look at every day but don't necessarily see because, let's face it, we look at them all the time and just don't see them anymore. Second, as a member of the Williston Planning Commission, I want to talk about our town in terms of where it's going and why. In other words, I want to serve as sort of a translator between the fascinating and complicated world of town planning. And trust me, even for a town as small as Williston, the process is incredibly complicated. And what that means for those of us who live here or work here or just come to visit. So thanks for joining me. And now, on to the program.
My favorite thing about the library is that it's a really social and welcoming place for people to learn to create or even just to be without having that judgment.
A few days ago, I sat down with Bonnie Lord, the assistant director and youth services librarian over at the Dorothy Owling Memorial Library. Everybody in Williston knows the library over by the Williston Central School, but how many people know who Dorothy Owling actually was? Well, let me tell you. It's kind of an interesting story, and she was a remarkable woman. The Williston Public Library was established in 1905 during a town hall meeting. Now, think about that. Our little library is more than a century old. At first, there was no library building per se. Instead, space was created for it in the modern Woodman of America Hall, which is the building that today serves as the town hall annex. And by the way, you might wonder who the modern Woodmen of America are. And you'll be surprised to know that they're not what you think. As they say on their website, we have no woodworking in our history, no cabinet making, no lumberjacks. Our name was inspired by pioneer woodmen. They cleared forests to build homes and communities and provide security for their families. Modern Woodmen's founder, Joseph Cullen Root, felt that this was the perfect symbol to illustrate his goal of clearing away financial burdens for families. So what are they? Well, they're the country's third largest fraternal benefit society in terms of assets. Basically, they're a financial services organization. Life insurance, retirement planning, financial services, with a really strong commitment to making a difference in the lives of their members. Anyway, that's what the town hall annex was originally.
So the library is a safe place because it's one of the cores of librarianship is being private, like keeping things confidential. So when you come to the library and you ask questions, we're never sharing that. We're not judging you for asking. We're here to help you. I mean, it really is a service position and we're here to serve our community. The other thing is we're never going to tell anyone that we saw you here. We're never going to, if someone comes and asks for you, we're never going to be like, oh, they're in the back corner browsing for Nora Roberts today. Everything is confidential, so whatever you want to share, it's up to you.
At first, the Williston Town Library wasn't much as libraries go. The library had 225 books, most of them loaned to Williston's library by the state library. Of course, Williston only had 1,100 people at the time, so 225 books was a pretty good collection. Now, one of the things that makes me smile when I go into the library is the diversity of their collection. Now, from my own childhood, my memory of a library was a place that checked out books, and only books. A place where any noise you made louder than an inhalation would earn you the evil eye from the librarian, and where all human knowledge, and I mean all human knowledge, was accessible. Why? Because the librarian was the original Google, and they were good at it.
Libraries evolve all the time. And one of the ways that libraries have evolved to meet the community's needs is by housing libraries of things, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's things that you can check out. So, for example, here at Dorothy Owling Memorial Library, we have in the youth section entire science kits that you can check out and take home to do with your kids. We have engineering kits. We have make your own slime kits, make your own crystal kits. We have preschool discovery kits that tie books with toys and puzzles for kids who are starting to get curious and explore. And ukuleles, which I love to bring those to the schools when I go to talk to the students, because when you pull out a ukulele, their eyes get so big and they're like, you can check that out at the library, because the library is a quiet place, which I am saying in quotations. And ukuleles are not quiet. And the thing is libraries aren't that quiet place where you only check out books anymore. So I just talked about all the kids' libraries of things, but we also have a ton of adult library of things also. Some of the new ones that we have right now, we are putting together some knitting looms that people can check out with the tools in a how-to book. We have cake pans that we're starting to check out. So one of the ones we just got is a dinosaur-shaped cake pan, because who needs that in their cabinet? But if you want one, you want to be able to use it. One of the things that I really love that we have here is a telescope. I love looking at the night sky. We have a really great astronomical group in Vermont, the Vermont Astronomical Society, and they helped us get this telescope. They help us show people how to use it. They do telescope nights here at the library where we can take them out to the soccer fields, and they help people see like the different planets, the different constellations. It's amazing. And some of the things that we're looking to get include snowshoes, jewelry, tools. So if you have like a broken necklace and you just need to fix a chain, we have the tools that you can check out to do that. And I do want to circle back to some of the more stereotypical library items too. You mentioned audiobooks and ebooks and books. There's also DVDs that get checked out a lot at libraries. If you don't have a DVD player anymore, we have a DVD player that you can check out. We have a projector that you can check out to watch movies. We have CD players for the audiobooks that are only on CD anymore, because not even all cars have CD players anymore, but you can check that out here at the library. And some of our electronic resources include e-magazines. We have a ton of hobby magazines. I crochet and knit, and I go through all the time to pick out the new ones so I can find new patterns. We also have a ton of e-audiobooks, which are really great, especially if maybe you're having trouble seeing. You can still listen, but there's a huge selection. We have one of the largest audiobook collections in the state of Vermont here. And one thing that I learned about here, and I didn't know about before I started working here, is on Libby, which people tend to think of as ebooks and e-audiobooks only, you can check out a program called Craftsy, which if you haven't heard about it, it has how-to videos and patterns and instructions for doing all sorts of different crafts and hobbies. So you could learn how to quilt, how to knit, how to crochet, and I'm using all craft examples. I believe they have some writing ones as well. It's amazing, and that's all free, and you can check it out and renew it with your library card online, so you don't even have to come into the library to do that. Some of the other electronic programs that we offer at the library, which you can find on our website through our services, there are learning programs that you can do online. All you need is your library card to sign in, and you don't have to come to the library to do it. So we have Mango Languages if you're learning different languages. We have Udemy, which has a lot of different courses. I went through and like picked out a whole bunch that I was interested in that I haven't had time to get to yet. I believe they had baking courses for anyone who likes to bake. So those are all resources that we have at the library that people can use whenever they want.
Our first librarian was Sylvia Warren, 19 years old. She would go on to hold the title for the next 50 years, during which she donated her entire $50 per year salary back to the library in the form of books that she purchased to add to the town's collection. By the way, she was also the town's postmistress, serving in the role for 50 years. By the time 1912 rolled along, 7 years after the library's founding, it was open for business 2 days a week and had three separate branches, one in North Williston, another at the Lamson School, and a third at Muddybrook School.
I'm bringing up the outreach program because I think that that fills such a need in communities for people who aren't able to get to the library. We have a wonderful outreach librarian, Sarah. She drives the Bookmobile, and I know people get really familiar in Williston and St. George with the Bookmobile, whose name is Dottie, in the summer. But the thing is that Dottie still goes around in the winter to the senior homes, to the preschools, to the people who are homebound and can't get to the library. And Sarah brings them books. She gets book suggestions for them. She'll do packets and story times for the preschools, and she does programs at some of the senior homes. Like, she does a monthly craft at some of them and book clubs. So even if you can't get to the library, you can reach out to us, and the library can get to you. We offer programs for all of the ages. We have baby time, which we have some babies as young as 6 weeks that attend that. And we do that twice a month where they get to come and socialize with their adults and other babies. And one of our youth librarians will do stories. different games. We put toys out, some textured things that they can feel because babies just love to feel everything. We have story time for preschoolers and music for preschoolers. And then we have after school activities for when the kids are getting a little bit older. We do crafts and games and science experiments.
They really do have some cool science programs. In fact, there's a big green stain on the ceiling of the library's activity room from an experiment that went spectacularly well.
For teen programs, we do movies and trivia. We have a teen advisory board where they can tell us what they want us to do for them or what they want to do for others at the library. We have adult programs and all-age programs as well. And some of the adult programs and all-age programs include language groups, just conversation groups. If you're learning or even if you're an expert, we have Spanish and French currently, and you can just drop in and speak with others in whatever language you're practicing. We have a ton of book clubs. I'm not going to get into all of them because there's some really great ones, but my favorite one is called Cook the Book. We put out a cookbook every month. Lori, our programming librarian, arranges this. And everyone in the Cook the Book Club comes, makes a copy of the recipe, and tags it so everyone knows that they're doing it, and they bring it in for a potluck once a month to discuss the recipes and the cookbook. And it's amazing, and it smells so good, and I'm always so sad that I can't join because I'm working.
Now, sometime during the mid to late 1920s, the library moved to the second floor of Warren's General Store, which was conveniently owned by Sylvia's father. The building disappeared years ago, but it stood directly across Williston Road from the Federated Church. Now, beginning in the 1940s, a new literary force entered the Williston library scene. Dorothy Parker Alling, a former teacher, wanted to further expand book availability and library services for the children of Williston, building on the work done by Sylvia Warren. Every summer through the 1950s, she invited children into her home for a snack, story time, and the opportunity to check out books. She called it her Little Folks Library, offering books sourced from a variety of places. Now, most of them came from the state library system via a book wagon that delivered books for summer loan, the town's first iteration of Dottie, our bookmobile. Others came from a volunteer group called the Williston Mothers Penny Club. Mothers in town were apparently given a penny by Dorothy Alling, and would then have a few months to collect as many pennies as they could, which would then be pooled to buy more children's books. She even went so far as to write letters to well-known individuals in Vermont asking for donations of copies of their own favorite children's books for the library. According to the library's website, these well-known donors included Norman Rockwell, Dorothy Canfield Fisher, and a handful of former Miss Vermonts. In the 1950s, Warren's General Store closed and the post office moved out of the building, so the library moved down to the ground floor. This was the beginning of a period of decline for the library. The building was falling apart, many of the books were damaged by water, and the library, now run by volunteers on a haphazard basis, kept pretty unpredictable hours. But in 1958, December specifically, Dorothy Alling passed away, and in her memory, her husband Frank built a new library for Williston. This is the library we know today, on the eastern edge of the town green and directly in front of Williston Central School. The 1,500-square-foot building opened in April of 1960 as the Dorothy Alling Memorial Library. Now, be careful what you wish for, you might get it, is a common phrase that applies to the evolution of both Williston and its library. Between 1960 and 1980, the town's population increased 160%, and the library was running out of space for the volume of books and services that it was being called on to deliver. It took 5 years of planning and fundraising, but in 1986, a 3,275-square-foot addition grew on the south side of the library. The plan was for that expansion to serve the needs of the library for the foreseeable future, but it was not to be. Williston was exploding to the extent that towns in Vermont explode, and in late 1988, a second addition was added, bringing the library's footprint to nearly 10,000 square feet. I think both Sylvia Warren and Dorothy Alling would approve. And today? Well, today the Dorothy Alling Memorial Library is a legitimate 21st century facility offering much more than books, as you've already heard, although they do have an impressive collection. The original library on this site is now the Vermont Room, which houses the Williston Historical Society's collection and archives, as well as the library's historical holdings about Williston, Vermont, and the Civil War.
When you walk in the library, if you go to the left of the circulation desk, which it looks like you shouldn't go, but I promise it's not staff only if you go to the left, there's some stairs that go up about half a flight, and that's where the Vermont History Room is, and that's the Williston Historical Society's collection, and the library also adds to that collection also. We have Vermont books and Williston-specific books in there, which is amazing when you're doing research for something as local as Williston, because we're not New York City where you could find that anywhere. It's a lot of stuff sometimes you have to come in person to see. Some of the items in that room can get checked out, other ones can't. It really depends, but they're all labeled, so you'll be able to see. And if it's something that can't get checked out, you can always stay in there while you're using it or make copies, which the librarians can help you with. Other things in the Vermont Room are artifacts that the Williston Historical Society has put together and maintained this collection. There are some amazing things in there. One of the ones that really sticks out when you first walk in, there's this glass case that has a wedding dress and shoes and some pictures from someone who got married in Williston like decades and decades ago. And it's so cool to think about that important moment in that person's life preserved here so that we can all experience it. There's also some other cool things in there. I'm a Flatlander, so sleds are just these magical items to me that I used to see in Calvin and Hobbes comics, and now I can actually see one in person, which is fantastic. And I get to imagine what the people who wrote it felt like and how exciting that would have been with all that snow, which I'm still mystified and love. And so that's some of the really cool stuff in the Williston Historical Society room in the Vermont room.
I want to thank Bonnie Lord for sitting down with me to hear about this great resource that we have in Williston. Hey, when was the last time you read a book just for fun? When was the last time you went to the library? You should. It's a pretty cool place. The Dorothy Alling Memorial Library sits right in front of the Williston Central School. And by the way, you might be surprised to know that unlike a lot of businesses that close early, the library is open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 in the morning to 6 in the evening and 10 to 3 on Saturday, but on Monday and Wednesday, they open at 10, but they stay open until 8. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.